From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The latest agreement aimed at halting the fighting between the Syrian government and rebel forces goes into effect today at sundown. The deal was negotiated between the United States and Russia. Like most of the previous ceasefire efforts, this one starts with a 48-hour timeline. It is renewable, and if it holds, then the U.S. and Russia due to launch a joint effort to target Nusra fighters as well as those from the Islamic State.
Going after Nusra is not a concession to anybody. It is profoundly in the interests of the United States to target al-Qaeda, to target al-Qaeda's affiliate in Syria, which is Nusra, an organization that is opposed to a peaceful transition, an organization that is an enemy of the legitimate opposition, an organization that is currently plotting attacks beyond Syria's borders.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, earlier ceasefire deals have brought reduction in violence, but in each case they eventually eroded as the government and rebels traded accusations of violations. South Korea's defense ministry warned today that North Korea could conduct another nuclear test at any time. The latest test happened Friday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un considers nuclear weapons to be tools of survival for his regime. Police in southeastern Turkey said a car bombing Monday wounded at least 27 people. The blast happened in the city of Van, between the local offices of the ruling AKP party and the governor's office. It was not immediately clear who was responsible. The explosion came a day after the government dismissed 28 mayors in the mainly Kurdish southeast because of alleged ties to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces Monday killed an armed suicide bomber, or two of them rather, to end a two-hour siege of a hospital in the southern city of Kandahar. Authorities say the two suspects wearing suicide vests stormed the hospital and opened fire on security guards. A spokesman for VOA told VOA, no patients or hospital staff were harmed. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Those suspicions fell on the Taliban because Kandahar is known as the birthplace of the Islamist insurgency. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is off the campaign trail for the next 2 days, recovering from a bout of pneumonia. Her campaign revealed her diagnosis late Sunday after early in the day. She unexpectedly left a 9/11 observance after complaining of not feeling well. On video, she appeared to stumble and was helped by security as she got into an SUV and was driven to her New York apartment of her daughters. She emerged a time later to face reporters.
How are you feeling, Secretary?
Feeling great. Feeling great. What happened? It's a beautiful day in New York.
But this doctor said she later had become overheated and dehydrated, but was recovering nicely. Her rival, Republican Donald Trump, has not weighed in on Clinton's health incident, but previously has questioned her stamina to be commander-in-chief. Political observers believe the calls for both candidates to release detailed medical records will get louder with the election less than 2 months away. Kenyan police say three women dressed in Muslim garb attacked a police station in Mombasa before being shot. The police commander in the town said they entered the station with a false complaint about a stolen mobile phone.
While the officers were questioning them about the particulars of place where the phones were stolen, one of them immediately drew a knife, whereas the other one threw a petrol bomb.
The commander said the station briefly caught fire. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Kenya has suffered a number of attacks from the Somali-based Al-Shabaab. Police in France have thwarted a possible terror attack in Paris over the weekend by arresting a 15-year-old boy suspected of preparing what they called an imminent violent action. Catherine Field in Paris has more on the teenager.
He had apparently been in contact with a French jihadist in the Middle East, a 29-year-old Frenchman who's known to have been directing operations from Iraq and Syria.
The teenager's arrest came after police moved in what police prosecutors say was a group of female commanders arrested after their boarded attempt at the cathedral. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.